Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, July 16th, 2014. Today he is talking about change. The wars presently in progress will be brought to an end. We are rapidly approaching the moment of humanity's awakening. The moment for which so many of you have been hoping and praying is finally close at hand. And, of course, you have heard many statements like this over the last few years, followed, seemingly, by an all-engulfing silence. Nothing, just discouragement and deep disappointment. However, it is necessary to encourage you to expect its imminent arrival because you then firmly and determinedly hold the intent for it to happen. And it is humanity's intent, the collective intent, that is bringing it about. Despite the many disappointments, you all know that humanity's awakening is inevitable and that it must happen soon because the present mass unawareness of humanity's spiritual nature is in no one's best interests while causing untold suffering worldwide. And your knowing, you the way-showers and light-bearers, has enabled you to remain strong and committed to humanity's awakening despite the long and arduous journey and the many apparent setbacks that you have been experiencing as you travel along. You incarnated to show the way, and as you can see from the enormous amount of information available on spiritual websites, you are making it happen. Fantastic progress has been made in the last decade, and there is absolutely no chance of any backsliding. That progress continues to be built on, as the foundations upon which the illusion was built crumble irretrievably away. This channel believed that awakening would occur by Christmas 2003. He was intensely disappointed when it did not. But after reassessing the situation, as he perceived it, he came to the conclusion that it had just been unavoidably delayed. He continues to hold the light, just like all of you, and it is that constant, persistent, indomitable intent to make it happen that you all hold that is bringing it to fruition. Do not lose heart now, just as you approach the finishing line, because, notwithstanding the news of wars and conflicts all across the globe, you are truly very close. Change is very unsettling for the majority, because human life is very much concerned with stability, regularity, and continuity, and because that state seemingly provides the safety and security that all desire. But on Earth, change is endemic. In your fairly recent history, you have had, to name only a few, the Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, the legislation to end slavery, the rise of the trades unions, women's suffrage, many kinds of political and religious diversifications, and numerous technical changes in transport, communication, medicine, and of course the growth of multinational corporations that appear to answer only to themselves. All these changes were extremely disruptive and unsettling in their way, and yet you have learnt to live with them and take advantage of the benefits that many of them have introduced. You are now in another period of enormous change, far more intense and disturbing than any that have gone before, and you will survive. Tremendous benefits will result from the ongoing disturbances that, at present, look as though they could lead to some major and possibly catastrophic wars. Yes, your modern technological weapons are insanely powerful, and if used would bring unconscionable suffering to millions of you. That will not happen. As you have frequently been told by those in the spiritual realms, through the various channels that they use to communicate with you, the time for war is past. Enough of you are fully aware of the disastrous consequences that new wars would have on humanity and the planet to ensure that nowhere on earth will politicians ever again be given the authority to engage in war. The wars presently in progress will be brought to an end, setting the stage for a worldwide opening of hearts and minds on a scale never before seen or even thought remotely possible. Humanity as a whole is nauseated by the effects of war on your beautiful planet, war that has been a constant companion to life on Earth for eons. In this present age, those who have lost loved ones or seen them severely and permanently injured due to war, either physically or psychologically, no longer see that suffering as a necessary and inevitable sacrifice for the good of a nation to which they owe unconditional allegiance and to ensure peace. Because it is now clearly apparent that sacrifices of this nature never result in peace. Maybe temporary ceasefires occur, allowing the warring parties to regroup and re-equip themselves for the next conflict, while political leaders, the intelligence agencies, and the military continue to warn you of the dire threat of terrorist activities to keep you in fear and to ensure that you support them in their constant development of military machinery and in their attempts to remove ever more of your individual rights and freedoms for your own safety and security. Divide and conquer is a phrase that has been used for eons to delineate the methods used by those in power to remain in power. And today the threat of terrorist attack is the current method, as many of you are only too well aware. However, those in power have cried wolf far too often, and their dishonesty and lack of integrity is being increasingly brought to light by many courageous and determined whistleblowers. The attempts by the powers that be to malign, discredit, and smear these honest ones who are disclosing the massive corruption and unconscionable agendas in which they are continuously engaged are failing. As well as a tsunami of love enveloping the world and humanity, there is also a tsunami of disclosure. It has been building in strength and intensity for many decades and is all set to break and sweep from power those who would hold humanity to ransom in their desperate struggle to retain the power that they believe is their rightful inheritance. The time for self-centered, arrogant, mischievous, and dishonest chiefs and leaders to hold the reins of power over humanity is finished. The revelations of enormous corruption in high places that are now being released in an ongoing flood of previously secret files and documents cannot be suppressed. The truth is out there, and it is being revealed. As further revelations, that to many will be amazing, stunning, unbelievable, of the unconscionable activities and plans of the so-called elite are made public, it is up to you, the light-bearers and way-showers, to focus powerfully and determinedly on being loving in all your thoughts, words, and actions. It would be very easy to fall into fear, horror, and intense anger, as some of these revelations demonstrate how badly you have been misled and deceived. There will possibly be great emotional surges as those who trusted discover the truth, and massive demands for vengeance and the punishment of those corrupt ones may arise. Love is the only way forward. There is no other way, and it is your task to demonstrate this by your own loving attitudes and behaviors, along with the wisdom to which you all have access when you go inwards to your place of peace. All-encompassing, unconditional love has to be offered freely to all, no matter how badly they may have behaved. This does not mean to discount or ignore what they have done and the suffering that it has caused. It means to offer them compassion while ensuring that they are never again in a position to wreak havoc on others. They will require much psychological and spiritual assistance to enable them to access the deeper recesses of their minds, where knowledge of the horrors they have perpetrated are deeply buried and denied, and then allow them into their conscious awareness for acknowledgement. Those sad souls will need to be humanely and lovingly contained until they have understood the enormity of what they have done, become fully aware of the suffering that they have caused, and demonstrate quite clearly that they are truly sorry. To be truly sorry is to engage with love. And of course, humanity's move into full consciousness will awaken all to love, to compassion, to forgiveness, and to an understanding that, as mirrors to each other, You have all been involved in learning the lessons necessary for your return to your fully conscious state. There is no one among you who has not at some time behaved in ways which today would leave you feeling horrified and ashamed. Remember, all are one. It is the collective that built the illusion in which so much pain and suffering has been experienced over the eons, and every one of you made the choice to enter and engage with it. To judge the present-day perpetrators of crimes against humanity as unforgivable is also to judge yourselves as unforgivable. As you see yourselves now, as light-bearers and way-showers, that is very hard to conceive of. However, the illusion was constructed to experience separation from God, from your source, and that could only be a most painful experience for all involved. Separation is a state of everyone for himself, and every human has played in that game. But it never happened. It has seemed extremely real. There are very few among you who have not become emotionally involved when reading a novel or watching a movie, even though you knew that it was only a story, quite unreal. And yet you have perhaps heaved a great sigh of relief when it came to an end with the good guys winning. So in truth, there is nothing to forgive because none of that intense seeming suffering really happened. How difficult can it be to forgive nothing? Let go of your focus on unfairly delivered past pain and suffering and the resentment that it causes, because dwelling on it preserves it and you continue to suffer when there is truly no need. To forgive another is to free yourself. Not conditional forgiveness. I forgive you, but I won't forget the pain you caused me. Or, I forgive you this time, but if it happens again, watch out. Conditional forgiveness is meaningless. It is a patronizing attempt to lay guilt on another while demonstrating your own sinlessness. Sin is endemic in the illusion, but in reality it does not exist and has never occurred. The time for judgment and its entourage of condemnation, punishment, unforgiveness, and guilt is past, because that locks the entrance to your heart, shutting out the love that surrounds you and would enter to bring you abundant joy. Relax daily into that inner sanctuary that each one of you possesses and commune freely with those in the spiritual realms who are always with you, offering succor, encouragement, and love. Allow the love offered to you to flow freely through you and delight in the sense of value and self-worth it brings you. That delight, that inestimable joy, is God's will for you, and when you awaken, as you soon will, it will be your permanent and eternal state of existence. Your loving brother, Jesus.